Now it's just coming up to 11:32 on Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch. And I'm joined on the line today by Tracy Lilly, Director of Housing and Enforcement at Brentwood Council. So very good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. I'm always good on a Friday, no matter how busy it is.
Yeah. I think we all feel like that. Now, I spoke to Chris Hossack, the leader of the council, last week about the COVID-19 alert level increase to Tier 2, which is high, and the changes that brings. And today you're going to be talking about various initiatives that are going on to ensure that businesses are COVID secure and understand the new Tier 2 restrictions, plus the Chancellor's announcement as well about the winter support schemes, and also to talk about how much money has been distributed already through various schemes to date. So first of all, we just talk about Rishi Sunak's announcement yesterday. What does it mean for businesses, the self-employed job support schemes, and how long do these things take to implement?
Right, well, the Chancellor made three key announcements yesterday, which was quite encouraging. So there's going to be some cash grants for businesses in particularly around hospitality, leisure and the accommodation sector, who've been obviously adversely affected by the restrictions in the high alert area, which obviously Essex is one of those. But there's also some grants around for self-employed.
Yeah.
So that will obviously help those. There's a maximum grant there of about $3,700, but we're still waiting for confirmation on exact amounts and when we'll get that allocated. And there's also a job support scheme, which will help those with unworked hours to adjust the 5%. It's all very technical, so I didn't want to get too technical about it. But the good news is that we've got some cash grants coming to Brentwood that we are going to distribute to those that need it as quickly as we possibly can. In terms of timelines and stuff like that, as I said, we're still waiting for the exact timeline to come to us and the exact amount of money that we'll get. But one thing I can assure you of is that as soon as we get that money, we will get it distributed to people as quickly as we possibly can, because that's our focus. But if anybody's got any questions or want any information, they can email our economic development team at the council, which is business@brentwood.gov.uk. They're fantastic. They're very proactive, very supportive, and willing to help where they can.
Yeah, and it is good news. I'm self-employed, so I was kind of going, oh, thank God there's something else coming. So, do take a look at also at the council website as well. There are various initiatives that are ongoing to ensure that businesses are COVID secure and they understand the new Tier 2 restrictions. So if businesses are not that sure, they can obviously get in contact with you guys, but can you go through the changes?
Yeah, it's a difficult one, that one.
Yeah.
And I'll do my best, because it changes on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And some of the issues around compliance, particularly for the Tier 2, it is very, very difficult. So what we're trying to do, I've set up, because one of my new roles, apart from being Director of Housing Enforcement, is active lead for compliance and enforcement around COVID. So what I've done is I've set up a task force where we will work with the police, and we've had a first meeting, or second meeting actually, which was today, making sure that we're working together to support the businesses moving forward, because our ultimate aim is around compliance and reducing obviously the spread of the virus. If we can do that through support and guidance and education, then that's got to be our focus. But we're just trying to pull together some information. I know that Essex County Council have issued a very helpful leaflet around what Tier 2 means for members of the public. We're just trying to do the same in terms of the information we can give out to businesses, because I know there is tension around having mixed households in premises, and what they're saying is that you can have business meetings and things like that.
Yes.
That's not correct. So we're just trying to demystify some of that and some of the structures that people are erecting, and whether they're inside or outside. So it's a work in progress, I would say.
Yeah.
But we are there to offer support, ultimately to offer support and get compliance. So please contact us if you're in any doubt. We are going to be more visible. We're going to get as much information out as we can. And if you've got any questions, just ask. It's a very complex area and one that changes almost daily. So it's very difficult, and it's very difficult to give advice, and particularly when you're on, you know, a radio show or social media, I don't want to give out the wrong advice. So what I would always say to people, if in doubt, contact us and we will support you making sure that you're COVID compliant.
Yeah, I mean, I heard about the business meeting through a friend, and I was like, oh, you can go out with business to, for a business meeting with people from six different households because it's work, but you can't. So this is the thing, it is very confusing, and you need to make sure that you check the website for the details rather than somebody saying to you it's okay to do it. Can I just ask, if somebody was going out, or people do go out with other people that are not in their bubble, that it isn't down to the venue, is it?
There's an element of responsibility for the venue. Yeah,
right. Oh, there is.
Is. So that they need to carry out the checks that they can. And whilst that's really, really challenging, and I have my members of my own family that work in hospitality, and it is really challenging.
Yeah.
But you need to do your best. That's all I would say to someone. If you're, you know, an owner of a premises, just ask the right details. If somebody then gives you the false details, then that's a matter for the police to take up. But those checks, if I could just put a plea out there, those checks are going to be made, because the main thing is we need to reduce the rate of infection. That's our aim.
Yeah.
So it's a humanitarian thing for me. It's not a political and enforcement thing. It's about getting it right. So if the premises ask a group of individuals if they're from the same household, and they say they are, then it could be that they'll be challenged on it. We have had some situations where we've had reports coming into us that some businesses, not necessarily in Brentwood, are saying, oh, you can, you know, just book two tables, but you can come in and you can, you know, all these different ways around.
Yeah.
What I would say is we are challenging that, and the business could face a fixed penalty fine of £1,000, and the individual could face a fine of £200. So those kind of checks will be made. I think there's some kind of apathy that those checks are not being carried out, but they are. I mean, just to give you some example, and I think this is really, really important. The growth rate of infection in Essex is exponential. Hospital admissions is up. But the key statistic that I heard last night when I did a public engagement event with the Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner is in Essex, in August, there were no deaths from COVID. In the last 3 weeks, we've had 13.
Right.
So if you need to hear any message, hear that one. Because I miss my family so much. I can't see my mum, who's 73 and alone, and we've had to kind of share bubbles and things like that. So it is difficult. It is challenging. But please don't see it as being or a political or a government issue. This is a humanitarian and societal issue that we all need to work together on to get through this. I was going to use the wrong word there, but this virus.
Yeah.
Come out the other side and start celebrating everything we have and that we're grateful for. A horrible situation to be in. But all I can say is Brentwood Council are doing our best. We are doing our best. We don't want to enforce against anybody.
Yeah.
We need compliance so that we're all going to get through this together, like I said. I mean, even going back to what we've distributed to businesses.
Yeah.
I mean, I was quite impressed. I don't deal with this side of things because it's economic development and grants. But when I saw that the infographic come through to us to say that this is what we've done, I mean, it's nearly 17 million.
Yes.
That we've actually issued to businesses in Brentwood.
Mm.
And I've got to admit, when I saw the figure, I was like, is this Essex? In my naivety, I was like, no, this is Brentwood. So we've been able to get those grants out to over 1,200 businesses.
Yeah.
So, I promise, you know, we're here to help as much as we can, and whatever money we get from government, we will make sure it gets out to where it needs to be. The good thing is we've given out those grants, so those 1,213 businesses that we've already given cash grants to, we've got their details. So getting the money out to them as quickly as we get it will be a very quick transaction. Those businesses had it before, we'll work with them to move that process forward as quickly as we possibly can.
And if you didn't get the grants last time, or there was something, because I know there is always a cut-off point with these things, do make sure you have a look again and speak to the council. And you can, as you said, you can email or you can ring up and have a chat and see if this time if you're eligible, because there'll be lots of different schemes and things going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you know what it is? It's, you know, go to this website, go to the council website, and I would always say go to our websites and have a look. But sometimes don't be afraid to think that's actually really confusing and I've still got more questions than answers. Please ring us. We're human. We will help you as much as we can.